Blog Talk Radio.
Recorded live.
Okay. Wow. Multiple forums here. Welcome to Prayer Warriors Needed, because Prayer Warriors are needed. And tonight we do have a great show planned. I have one more cross stream to put in. Hold.
This conference is being recorded.
Okay, yeah, we're on freeconferencing.com, we're on Blog Talk Radio, and we are on TalkShoe. Tonight we have a great night planned. We're doing a final exam on the Gospels and the life of Christ. So we're looking at the life of Christ from a variety of perspectives. We're looking at it from this perspective of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we did the readings, and this is the final exam, which we always find fun, and we have Bible scholars with us tonight, so it should make it more fun. I'm just going to go through, many people weren't with us for the lessons, and the lessons, the modules, you know, they were extensive, they were long. But I did find a nice short review. The Gospel Books of the Bible, Authors and Interesting Facts. So it's nothing too long. I'm going to just read that as a short review, and then we'll go right into the final exam, and we will open up with prayer. Dear Most High God, God, we come before you because we exalt your name. We magnify your name, God. We thank you, God, for the privilege of prayer. We thank you, God, for each and every person, participant that is here. Our downloaders, our praying people, those who want to be here and cannot be here, God. We particularly send out prayers for targeted individuals, those are innocent people that have been put in this a sick demonic program. And it's really, these demons are coming after everybody. But this particular community, for whatever reason, has been hit extra hard. Their right to earn an income has been destroyed. These are well-skilled people. We have doctors, lawyers, teachers. We have regular secretaries, executives, marketing people. And it's a variety of people, and it's simply, you know, it's just a sad demonic program. They won't let them earn income. Then, in addition to that, many people, human experiment, human experimented on without consent. People are getting the V2K. There's a patent out here to project voices. Look crazy, make people think they're hearing voices. You're not hearing voices. People do have a patent. Yeah, they project voices. There's electronic torture. You know, it's the work of Satan, and we come to bind that stuff up in the name of Jesus. We just come to say, God, we thank you for this thing called enlightenment. We thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge. We thank you, God, that you did set us aside, that we will not be going up and just putting our arms out to get injected, to be chipped willingly and with consent. God, we thank you for giving us clarity and understanding on this horrific thing called eugenics. God, we just plead the blood of Jesus, Heavenly Father, that every demon that is in that program, that you, Heavenly Father, your word says vengeance, that you will handle them accordingly, God, and that the Holy Spirit will intercede and do what it has to do to make these people come to a confession, to confess to the world about the deception of their Satanology, that they have been deceived. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus that every demon in that program is going to have to confess to the United States and across the world, and that we're going to see a reversal. We're going to see a reversal that curses that they put on our governance structures, curses that were put on our laws are going to be reversed to blessing. In the name of Jesus, I plead it, I decree it, I declare it, I plead the blood of Jesus. Every ritual they did, they will find out was useless. God, we thank you that we do know about the spirit realm. We thank you, God, for these things that you have, God, called good forces, God's forces, angels. Thank you, God, for covering us, for guardian angels, God. We thank you, God, for keeping us here despite being in this antagonistic situation, but in the midst of the antagonism, God, I've had people in my prayer program while they were being tortured electronically still giving God the praise. And we are clear that when praises go up, blessings come down, so the devil is a liar. I thank you, God, for changing the mind setting that we no longer have croaking sessions. That we just sit and, oh, they did this and that. The devil is a liar. You won't have that joy here. We come to magnify God. We thank you, God, for the thirst to learn more about your word, Heavenly Father, to come together and do this Bible study. We thank you, God, for the support system of every targeted that works together in prayer, do their share, that does their, each one that does their share, Heavenly Father, to take a leap of faith, to take prayer, take this program into the spiritual realm, to rebuke every curse that was put on our governance structures to allow such a sick program. We bind up the spirit, Heavenly Father, of that secret curse. We bind it up and we declare and stand on Ephesians 5:11 that tells us to take no part in the works of darkness, rather expose them.
Yeah.
So we bind up everything associated with the secrecy code. The secrecy mode code in the name of Jesus, that this program is coming out of that code. There are just too many innocent people that have been killed, harmed, tortured behind that. We bind up that spirit of reversing public protection offices, Heavenly Father. We bind that spirit up. We bind that spirit of usurpation, literally creating mechanisms, using science to usurp authority over man. We bind that demon spirit up in the name of Jesus. We stand on the authority that God told us we have over demon forces. We ask you, God, to use your people to come together to let these demons know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We bind up that spirit of usurping authorities they do not have. We bind up that spirit of letting evil fester when good men do nothing. We bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus. How could public protection offices be reversed to let people from all across this land, this country, come up writing letters to the president, to your senator, to the governor? It's not just me. I've read the letters. People writing in, telling them that these programs are going on and nobody do anything. Oh, Satan, you a liar. That's a curse. We bind that curse up. We bind up every ritual that was done to disable public protection office. God, we just thank you that you've given us clarity and understanding on what is going on. And we ask you, God, to cover God's people, to protect them, God, to give them the courage to come forward and do something before they're the next victims. Because that's what I see. People who have an opportunity and love you and decree the word of God and don't do anything, unfortunately, you know, the eugenicists come after them. So, God, we just, but you know what, we exalt your name, God. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we pray for this community of people and those who are now bitter. Some are mad at God. They just can't understand how could evil be, how could, you know, God allow this evil. God, give them understanding of free will. We thank you, God, that you are a God of grace, mercy, and free will. Because if you were the soldier type, none of us would be here. If you were the dictator, God. So we thank you, God, for free will. We thank you, God, for your sovereignty. We thank you, God, for your grace and mercy. Still have a chance to get it right. Still have a chance to meet the destiny that you put us here for. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, and I praise you, and I pray for every targeted individual to get a clarity and understanding that what the devil meant for bad, God can use for good. This is an opportunity for each one of us to grow in the spiritual realm and let the devil know you have no power over here. Zilch, nothing, because we're under the blood. We're covered by the blood. And line us up, God, to do the assignment. I know that there's a TI out here, a targeted individual, that is going to come up with the proper shielding against electronic torture. There's another TI that's going to come up with a mechanism to disable chips. There's another TI that's going to continue to organize people across the land. God, I know you have so many things. I thank you, God, for pulling them up to develop their spiritual relationship with you first and foremost, so that you can each one of them according to your will. God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you, God, for the lesson tonight as we go through the gospel books of the books of the Bible. As you give us clarity and understanding on the books, the gospels, the good news, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and let us leave here with information and knowledge we did not have previously. Jesus, and we'll have more prayers at the end. Let me go right into the, it's a short reading, a little information on the Gospels, the books of the Bible, and then we'll do the final exam is basically on Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and this is the a short little reading. The Old Testament was filled with promises of a coming Redeemer. This promised one was much anticipated by the Jews, as they believe God's multiple prophecies of the coming Messiah. The New Testament, and particularly the Gospel, they tell us about the fulfillment of those promises. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are written from different perspectives and together give a complete picture of the Lord Jesus Christ and how he was the fulfillment of those Old Testament promises. So in summary, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it's basically these are four chapters by four different people, and each one of them wrote the book to give their perspectives on Jesus' deity, on great works that they witnessed and that they studied. It's like a documentary each one wrote on their analysis of the sovereignty of Jesus Christ. The Old Testament... four Gospels we have in our Bible today are called the canonical. You went to theology school, Jeff. Canonical?
Canonical.
Canonical Gospels, that is the four Gospels. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They're called the canonical Gospels. I know the Matthew, Mark, Luke is called what, the synoptic?
Yes, the synoptic, the first
right,
three.
Okay. That means that they are included in the canon of scriptures. The early church fathers considered these four books to be inspired by God. There are other historical books, some accurate, about the life of Christ, which are not in most Bibles. These other books are called the apocryphal Gospels. I've never heard of that one. You?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that. The apocryphal Gospels. Mm.
The
word
the Catholics have that.
The Catholic?
Yes, the Catholics often have, I believe.
The word apocrypha means put away or hidden. That's secrecy. They may have been historically accurate, but were not included in the canon of Scripture and are mostly lost to us today as they were not preserved through the centuries.
Okay.
So that's the canonical. Now we have the synoptic gospels. Three of the gospels are called the synoptic gospels. These are Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The word synoptic has its roots in Greek and means seen together. This title is given because these three books are similar in content. The vast majority of the stories and the chronology in them is similar. Mark was probably written first. Matthew and Luke apparently used Mark as the basis for their accounts. John is not one of the synoptic gospels. It varies greatly on the stories told and somewhat on the chronology of events. The books themselves do not claim who their author was, yet early church fathers seem confident in who wrote each book. Matthew is the first book of the New Testament and was written by the Apostle Matthew, also known as Levi. He was a tax collector who followed Jesus as one of his disciples. As with many books in the Bible, an exact date of writing is hard to figure out. Scholars put the date as early as A.D. 37, just a few years after the death of Christ, as late as the year 100. Those who believe Matthew's account was based on Mark's gospel place the date of writing between A.D. 68 and 80. Matthew was written primarily for a Jewish audience. The book emphasizes Christ as king and the promised. There are more than 60 Old Testament references in the book of Matthew. Well, even though Jesus is presented as king in the book, it also shows how Jesus was rejected by the Jews. They were looking for an earthly king to deliver them from the phrase, kingdom of heaven, is used 32 times and only found in the book of Matthew. Christ proclaimed in Matthew that the purpose of his coming was to fulfill the prophecies of the Old Testament, 5:17. The book Mark. The author of this book is Mark. He's also called John Mark in the book of Acts. He was a relative of Barnabas, Colossians 4:10. John Mark was a companion of Paul and Barnabas on Paul's early missionary journey, but later left due to difficulty of traveling. He was one of Christ's disciples. He may have been a convert of Peter, since Peter is mentioned by name so many times in the book. The date of writing may have been sometime between A.D. 60 and 70. The book of Mark is written with a Roman audience. Many Jewish words and traditions are explained with the assumption that the readers would not be Jews. It contains very few Old Testament references. The book presents Christ as the suffering servant, yet powerful Savior. Though he is presented as a servant, he is a faithful one. Also, Mark presents him as a servant. This would appeal to a Roman reader. Mark is a fast-paced book which uses the word that is translated immediately or straightway more than 40 times in its 16 chapters. The emphasis is more on events than on teaching. Christ proclaimed in Mark that the purpose of his coming was to minister to others and give his life for them. Luke, Paul met the physician named Luke when he was in Troas. Luke joined Paul and Silas in their missionary journeys and called the early church and travels of Paul in the book of Acts. He was not one of the apostles, but a Gentile Christian from Macedonia. The book was written around A.D. 60. The book of Luke is written to Greek readership and specifically addressed to a man named Theophilus. Luke calls this man most excellent in chapter 1, later chapters of the book. Theophilus, whoever he was probably a Greek official or nobleman. This book presents Christ as the perfect man, something the Greeks passionately pursued. Jesus is called the Son of Man 26 times in the book. Christ proclaimed in Luke that the purpose of his coming was to save the lost, Luke 19:10. The writer of this book is presumed to be John the Apostle, the son of Zebedee and brother of James. There were several evidence that John was the author. The author was Jewish, John 1:38, and an eyewitness to the events, John 1:38. He is never called by name when directly referred to in the book. John writes to an audience made up of the peoples of the world. This book presents Christ as the Son of God who sacrificed himself for the whole of mankind because of the love of God. Jesus was a perfect Savior. To accomplish this goal of presenting Christ as the Savior of the world, John says that he intentionally did not try to write about all the things Jesus did, John 20:30. The book Book of John was written sometimes between A.D. 80 and Christ proclaimed in John that the purpose of his coming was to give life. The complete picture. The various perspectives of the writers, their personal history, their family background, and their intended audience help make each book unique, even though they all give their accounts of life. What a beautiful Lord through the various writings. Then, I trust that the next time through the first books of the New Testament, that we will see them with fresh eyes. Look for how Christ is presented to different audiences in the world. This is done by showing a different aspect of the Savior, the Messiah, the servant, the Son of Man, and God. See anew the purpose of Christ in each book to fulfill prophecy to others, to save the lost, to give life. God bless you as we study his word and form more in love through the reading of the Gospels Testament. Okay. All right, so that was just a little background information. So, speak. Get to my guest, too. We have some talk show. Great. Let's take a look. All right. Amy, Ann, Jeff, did Lisa, did she, Amy knows something. Amy. Amy? All right. Oh, Amy. Lisa? No, Amy's still here. Ann, feel free to jump in. And even the one on TalkShoe, I'll check and see if there are any answers there. Okay, we're doing our final exam. Here we go. God's greatest self-revelation is the coming of Christ. True or false? God's greatest self-revelation is the coming of Christ. True or false?
True,
according to biblical.
True.
All right, true is correct. Yes, the Bible. That is the revelation. Okay. The only way to the kingdom of God is to travel through time and space, experience physical death, to be born again in spirit, or no answer?
To be born again in spirit.
To be born again in spirit. Excellent, excellent. Hey, great. Paul was Mark's informant of eyewitness stories about Jesus. He was the spiritual father of Mark. True or false? Again, Paul was Mark's informant of eyewitness stories about Jesus. He was also the spiritual father of Mark. True or false?
True.
Hmm? What? True or false?
True. True. I put true.
I'll say true, but I'm not sure. But I'll say true.
Okay, let's go back. It's false. Let me just see. We did read about Paul in this short control. Let's get a little control. Paul. Who was Paul? So we could. All right. The author of the book is Mark. He was a relative of Barnabas. John Mark was a companion of Paul and Barnabas on Paul's early missionary journey, but later left due to the difficulty of traveling. So Paul, the answer is false, but let's see the question. Only way to change. Paul was Mark's informant of eyewitness stories about Jesus. He was also, Paul was the spiritual father of Mark. That says false. That says false. We're going to go more. We'll look at that at the end, because even based on that little reading, they did align Mark with Paul. So, anybody has any clarification on that? Paul was Mark's informant of eyewitness stories about Jesus. I'll go over that and get back then, because I'm not sure if that was Paul who was the eyewitness.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Mark's Hebrew name means Jehovah is gracious. What is Mark's Hebrew name? Johanny, Johannes, Johann, or Johannan?
Say that again.
Mark's Hebrew name means Jehovah is gracious. What is Mark's Hebrew name? I think Mark's name was John, but it was in Hebrew. The question is, what is Mark's name in Hebrew? Was it Johanny, Johannes, Johann, or Johannan?
Johann.
That was in the reading. It's Johannan. J-O-H-H-A-N-A-N. Johannan. All right.
Okay.
The genealogy of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke is Joseph's family tree. True or false? The genealogy of Jesus in the Gospel
true,
of Luke.
True.
Yeah, genealogy of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke was Mary.
I remember.
John writes his Gospel for the specific purpose of bringing people to spiritual life through belief in the person and work of Jesus Christ. True or false? Again. Oh, boy. Now they got me. Did anybody do their phone different? Because now I'm echoing. Okay. John writes his Gospel for the specific purpose of bringing people to spiritual life through belief in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
Christ.
True or false?
I would say true.
True is correct. True is correct. What is the supreme authentication of the kingship of Jesus? Let me say,
Somebody's phone is echoing.
I don't know if it's speaker or what. All right, the question is, what is the supreme authentication of the kingship of Jesus? What makes Jesus sovereign? The resurrection of Jesus Christ, the miracles of Jesus Christ, the baptism of Jesus Christ, the ascension of Jesus Christ.
Christ.
Actually,
the resurrection.
I thought it was that too. I think it's all of them. Listen again. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, the miracles of Jesus Christ, the baptism of Jesus Christ, the ascension of Jesus Christ. What is the supreme authentication of the kingship of Jesus? In other words, what was it that God expected Jesus to use to really let people see that his kingship?
Two people.
Miracles, the baptism, or the ascension?
Resurrection.
I thought it was resurrection too, but was it resurrection? Now it is the resurrection. I knew it was the resurrection. You're right. I put miracles of Jesus Christ. It's the resurrection. Yes. That is the kingship. Okay. Oh, boy. Somebody's phone. All right. Written for all men. How does the gospel... I'm still echoing.
You're still echoing, Marin. So am I.
Two of my five.
this is going to help. Is this better?
Yeah, so far, yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, I looked at the board. Okay, okay. Oh, boy. The devil is a liar. Okay, where do we stop here? Written for all men, what is the gospel of God for Jesus Christ?
You're echoing again. Big time.
Yeah, I see.
That's funny. It comes and it goes.
Yeah.
And it's hard to hear the question.
Muted. Okay. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Is this better?
Better. That's better. But there's a lot of...
Yeah, there's a lot of bad noise. And now I think they just... They drop every... Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, I thought they just dropped somebody. They could, you know, do the finale here. Okay. Written for all men, how does the Gospel of John present Jesus Christ? Present Jesus to the world. This is feminine. Am I...
All right. Can you hear me now? Everything is muted. Okay, there's one more thing I can do.
This line is now on hold. This line is now off hold.
On hold.
They have you on hold now?
Wow, this is how they do it. It's sickening. Let me try and find another. I don't want to lose Amy. Amy was excited about being here. Amy, are you here? Ann? Okay, Ann is still here. I see her. I lost Amy. Okay, yeah, they probably wanted to drop Amy. Amy gets so attacked so bad. I'll call her back in. So ridiculous. All right, we'll move along. Let me just continue to move along. I'll take this off the speaker, maybe this will help. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you in the background, in the distance, but echoing.
Okay, Amy, are you in? Amy?
Yeah, okay, I'm here.
Am I echoing still?
Yeah, on my phone, big time. So am I. I hear myself being fed back to myself.
Okay. I got rid of one line. And let's see if this helps. Okay. Testing. Can you hear me now? Am I clear?
I can hear you, but you're still echoing.
Okay, I'll mute that. I have to mute one of my lines then. Oh, gosh. Okay, let's see which line is this. Okay. All right, I'll just... Okay, that's better, right?
That's much better.
Okay, let's try to work with this. They're just... Okay, here we go, guys. All right, let's try to move along because, we're up to 8 and 60. All right, so we said John, the way he presented his gospel, John presents Jesus Christ as the servant of Jehovah. John presents Jesus Christ as the Messiah, the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy and promise. I'll tell you, that's Matthew there. That one, so I know that's not it. John presents Jesus Christ as the Son of Man, or John presents Jesus Christ to the world as the Son of God and as the only Savior.
The last one, as the Son of God and the only Savior.
Correct. That is correct. Okay. In Israel's history, what is the proper term for the 400 silent years from Malachi to Matthew? Wow, I'm glad I got it.
Oh, interesting. Great question.
Let me read the choice.
The answer.
I'll read the choices. Okay. In Israel's history, the proper term for the 400 silent years from Malachi to Matthew, in other words, from the Old Testament when it ended to the New Testament is 400 years. What is the proper term? Is it called the 400-year period? Is it called the silent period? Is it called the Maccabee period? Or is it called the intertestament period?
Is it the silent period? I could be wrong.
Yeah, I thought it was silent period, too, but it's the intertestament.
Yes, I would agree.
You were going to say intertestament?
Yes, because I saw that on the Bible before.
The intertestament.
Yes.
Okay. Which of the following are included in... Okay.
Yeah. You're echoing again.
No, it's not me. They're messing with Amy's phone. Amy, I'm muted, and then when the answers come, I'll unmute it, because that's the only way it's going to work.
Hello, what?
Yeah, I'll try it this way. I sound okay.
Not now.
Okay. Okay, right. Or what you can do, Amy, is star 6, and then when you want to say the answer, hit star 6 again. All right, so which of the following are included in the Synoptic Gospels? Matthew, Luke, John, Mark. Which of the following are included in the Synoptic Gospels? That's easy.
Matthew, Mark, yeah.
What is it?
Matthew,
John, and Luke.
No, the Synoptic. Synoptic does not have John. Matthew, Mark, the Synoptics, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John is not the Synoptic.
Okay, well, I just added one extra, Luke.
No, John. You added John. But, okay. What group is responsible for the crucifixion of Jesus? And I had gotten this wrong, but now I know. Again, I'm going to give you choices. What group is responsible for the crucifixion of Jesus? Same demon cell today. Let me start. The choices are Pharisees, Sadducees, and Christ.
What? The Pharisees. Pharisees.
They should give the chapter.
It's the Pharisees.
What group is responsible for the crucifixion of Jesus? Let me just see. Who was responsible to the death? Who was responsible for the death of Jesus? Responsible for the death of Jesus. Many. Let me put Sadducees. Let's see. What group is responsible for? Who is bringing me to the same thing? Sadducees. Let me just read on the Sadducees real quick.
The Sadducees were a sect or group of Jews that were active in Judea during the Second Temple period, starting from the 2nd century BCE through the destruction of the temple in 70 CE. The sect was identified by Joseph Smith with the upper social various sects, including the Pharisees and the Essenes. So the Sadducees, they're compared to those, okay. Their sect is believed to have become extinct sometime after the destruction of Herod Jerusalem in 70 CE, but it has been speculated that the later Karaites may have had some roots or connections with the Sadducees. History. After the temple destruction, which after the destruction of the Temple of Jerusalem, the Sadducees appear only in a few references in the Talmud, Book Discovery Religious. The role of the Sadducees oversaw many formal affairs of the state. Members of the Sadducees administered the state domestically, represented the state. Okay, the Sadducees rejected the oral laws proposed by the Pharisees. Rather, they saw the Torah as the sole source of divine authority. Abused.
Okay, then why won't you go look at Pharisees?
As opposed to this, because my answer, my book, you know, my study says Sadducees. So if I don't find it here, I will go look there. The Pharisees, Sadducees corroborated in the Sanhedrin and the Jewish High Court. Let me put in this control. Jesus Christ. See what they say here. Secondary Jews. Jesus. The New Testament, specifically the books of Mark and Matthew, describe